You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. Mm-hmm.
You're as cuddly as a
This cat. Is for you, Darren. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. So, Darren, you've been complaining it's too early for the festive mood.
Yeah.
The Mariah, you've been stopping Mariah every single time. She has tried to sing. Darren's been there, no.
Hey, wait.
The decor is up everywhere. In every mall come on. It's Darren, we are in Christmas.
I haven't seen it.
And then I was like, how do I get Darren into the Christmas mood? Because obviously the trees are not helping. The decor is not helping. The songs are not helping. And then Lihle sent us this voice note yesterday.
It started off like, you know, gingerbread houses?
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, what else could be edible? You know, because my son and I are foodies. So then we actually make cookies and then we turn them into ornaments and then we just get to snacks and it's eco-friendly because you don't have to throw anything out or buy any plastic stuff.
So, I know how much you and Darren and the team here love to eat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it gave me an idea. You know, crumble cookies are like all the rage.
Yeah.
And recently... Yes. I met somebody that might be able to hook us up with some amazing East Coast breakfast festive crumble cookie. What do you think?
So your
East Coast breakfast cookie. Festive East Coast breakfast cookie.
And that's it.
Yes.
It's the cookie. It's
yes.
Your groundbreaking thing is biscuits.
Yeah.
Is this the announcement?
This is like, guys, what
is
do you
more?
Mean?
Is there more?
Okay, yeah, and...
Okay. Just give me a chance.
You know what?
No, wait. Yeah?
Wait, I was expecting something
expecting?
A bit bigger than a cookie. Yeah. A cookie. You made us wait. We set alarms. People have set an appointment.
There was a Facebook
no,
post.
No, this is a special cookie.
Oh, my
it's
word.
My special cookie that we're going to share. It's the festive East Coast breakfast crumble cookie, guys.
Okay.
I've got somebody that can hook us up. I've got celebrity bakers. Can we chat to her next at least? Do you think she's like, can we do that?
Yeah, we can chat.
Okay.
Yeah.
East Coast Breakfast.
Let's talk to Fatima Motala. She's from Sugared Ink. She and her partner make very beautiful, all kinds of things, including cakes, cookies. So let's chat to her.
Okay.
And maybe she can convince you with me.
She on the line?
Okay, yeah, she is. Good morning, Fatima.
Morning,
Fatima.
Hello, Fatima.
Fatima, the boys are not so convinced about this cookie, but can you just tell them and tell us some of the work that you've done? I know you've done a couple of celebrity weddings. That's where I met you. But yeah, just try and entice them into liking a cookie.
Well, who wouldn't like a double chocolate fudgy cookie that when you break it in half still has an indulgent chocolate filling inside of it? I mean, that's just heaven on its own first bite.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, Fatima, just... I don't know, bro. I'm not sold. I was expecting something else. If we do agree to get on this cookie train, can we pick what goes in the cookie?
100% you can pick what goes into the cookie. We're up for the challenge. My partner and I are creative, and we would create it for you, right down to creating a milk tart cookie or a say cook sister.
Yeah, can I like, I don't know, because I'm in my protein era, can I have like can I have like a T-bone medium rare cookie flavor?
100% you can. I mean, if you're adventurous and if your palate is that adventurous, we're up for the challenge. We could even create a gluten-free protein cookie for you.
What? Oh, Sky.
Fine. That is cool. Would make you happy, hey?
Okay. I mean, I don't want to take all the joy out of the cookie, but could you make like a celery and kale cookie?
So we do create cookies that, you know, that are just joyful. Even the gluten-free caters, for example, for kids that are gluten intolerant but can still enjoy a cookie Christmas.
We can pick. This is, I think you might be onto something here.
Okay.
Fatima, you're saying we can pick whatever in the universe to have as a flavor in our cookie.
Ooh, yes, 100%. We are. Let's go for it.
Oh, I like it. I like it. I've never baked cookies before. Well, if I give you the most outlandish idea, can you make it? Like anything. You said absolutely anything, right?
Yes, absolutely anything. We're up for the challenge. Let's go for it.
Oh, wait. So we're not baking the cookie.
No, guys.
Oh, okay.
That's why we have Fatima and Sugar Inc.
I thought maybe Fatima was going to like coach us. Okay, then. Oh, okay. But, no, that's pretty cool then. I'm in.
I want to say that I don't like the combo flavors that either of you have even given Fatima. As for celery steak, I'm not interested. No. So I am going to need your help. If you're listening now, you're going to help me because, as you can see, Darren and Sky are last cause of the cookies. We're going to make an East Coast breakfast festive cookie. On our WhatsApp channel, there's a poll. You can answer there. What should not be in a cookie?
The boys in the studio are seriously sleeping on these crumble cookies. Who doesn't want an ooey gooey soft delicious crumble cookie? Like, yes, please.
Say it like that.
It's a big deal for a reason, guys. Those cookies are amazing.
Thank you.
You guys need to wake up and appreciate the hype.
East Coast Breakfast.